And welcome back, everybody, to School Spirit here on Armor God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew, again with Miss Robin Spencer. How are you doing this morning, Robin?
I'm doing great. Happy Easter, everyone, and it's great to be back with you this week.
And just a quick reminder to make sure everybody stays connected to our webpage so that you're aware of everything that's going on here at the network, our Facebook page, our X, our Instagram. If you're trying to figure out what's going on, you'll see where we're going to be, where what festivals we're going to be at next as we start looking out into the fall. And if there's something on our calendar that is happening at your parish that is not on our calendar, you know, and you want to make sure it gets posted, there's a way on the right, kind of the right-hand side there on the page where you can fill out that form and submit a request to have it added. Just fill all that out. Give us as much information, of course, as necessary. That way we can make sure that we get all the information published on our webpage so that someone else is looking at it, they know exactly, you know, what it is. I always tell everybody, pretend you're telling somebody at the grocery store all about your event. So today we have a little very special event. Actually, over the next 3 weeks, we're going to spend some time with a very unique group of young adults. We're going to start off this week with our first of three sessions with the seniors over here at Holy Trinity Catholic High School. And today we have Ariana and Lorda and Victoria who are sitting down with us. They're going to talk about life here at Holy Trinity Catholic High School and their future plans and their goals and all that good stuff. Ariana, why don't you go ahead and start with us?
Hi, I'm Ariana. I am a senior here at Holy Trinity. After high school, I plan on doing Net Ministries Ireland, and I'm super excited to do that.
Now, some of y'all may remember that Ariana is like a veteran Armor God Catholic Radio here, so her story about her journey with Net Ministries is a separate interview. It's also available on our webpage. Lorda, go ahead.
My name is Lorda, and I'm a senior here at Holy Trinity. And I plan on going to a four-year university and studying psychology on a pre-law track.
And we'll dive into more of that here in a minute. Victoria?
I'm Victoria. I'm also a senior at Holy Trinity. So after high school, I'm going to the University of Texas in Austin.
Welcome.
And I'm going to study biology on a pre-med or pre-vet route.
Okay, great. I want to get a little bit of some in-depth look at your careers here at Holy Trinity High School, and so we'll start with you, Victoria. Tell us a little bit about the clubs and the extracurricular activities that you've been involved here throughout your career.
So all 4 years I've done student council, and right now I'm the president of student council, but we had a lot of fun. We organize homecoming, prom, and we do fundraisers like we always do Thanksgiving food drive. And it's a lot of fun, and we include at all grades. And I'm also part of the National Honor Society, and we focus on raising money for a good cause. Last year we did a Ronald McDonald fundraiser, and we helped out there, the local Ronald McDonald House. And I've done theater crew all 4 years. I'm not an actress. And I've been in art all 4 years. And in art, I've competed at the state competition a couple times, and it's a lot of fun.
Under what media?
I do mostly paint. So
wonderful. Yeah. Very well-rounded, then,
yes.
That you had that opportunity here at the school at Holy Trinity. That's wonderful.
What kind of painting?
I usually do life, so like animals or like or people. I don't really like anything like I don't like drawing buildings and stuff. Like nothing like architecture.
Acrylic or oil?
Oh, sorry. Both acrylic and oil.
I'm glad you asked that question because I don't know what that means. So. All right, Lorda, how about you? Extracurricular activities here at Holy Trinity.
So I've done, for sports, I've done a couple of sports. I've done track, basketball, soccer, flag football, and Other clubs that I've done include student council, and I'll help with like homecoming and, you know, prom and whatnot, and also pro-life club, where we plan the winter dance and also like maternity shelter things. We made like a basket.
Very cool. And Ariana, how about you?
So for sports wise, I did volleyball, basketball, softball, soccer, track. And I'm pretty sure those were all for my sports. For the clubs, I am part of NHS. I'm the president. I'm also the pro-life president. And I'm also the vice president for student council. And so that has been very fun. I also did like crew work for the plays. And then this year, I was an actor for the first time on stage. So that was pretty fun. And then what else? I was also... did art, like TAPS art, and I got second place in state. So that was pretty fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You girls need to be more involved in things. I think you need to get out and experience life, and I'm being sarcastic.
You're not busy enough, right? It does sound like, though, that you have wonderful opportunities here and that you are kept busy with great leadership opportunities and community service opportunities, and that's really great. So thinking back at your school, Ling, tell us two things. Number one, how long you've been at the school. I think Victoria, you alluded to all 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana, you alluded to all 4 years. And Lourda?
It's my first year.
Okay, here. All right. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But how about what your favorite subject is? Or has been. Victoria, you want to start?
I think that my favorite subject has been theology or English, but I used to not enjoy English, but I used to not like reading books, but I enjoy it now, and I've learned a lot.
So delve into a little bit of why. So is it because you found a series that you like, or... I mean, why do you like English now, and why do you like why would you pick theology as your favorite as well?
I think with English, it's just like I feel more like it's an interactive class, and we're all able to get involved, and I'm more motivated to read a book when it's assigned to us. But theology is my favorite because I've learned a lot, and you know, I have gone to Catholic school through pre-K through now, but I think not until high school did I really like learn a lot and then apply it to my own self. So I think so. That's my favorite.
Thank you. How about you, Lourda?
My favorite subject would be either anatomy or English. And I would say English because we're able to have like class discussions about the book. And I remember like some of like the short stories we read, there would always be like a lesson or something that you can like take from it and actually apply it to life, which is why I liked it. And the teacher, he just always like pushes us to not be lazy and to like actually, you know, do what we're supposed to do. And it kind of like, you know, pushes you and prepares you for college, I think. And anatomy, it's just, I like learning about, you know, the anatomy of the body and physiology because it's just like interesting to me.
Now see, if you'd have asked me, I'd have said the biology person would have picked anatomy and the lawyer would have picked theology for the philosophy behind both of them. So it's a good thing no one asked me.
Right. Just goes to show you really don't know.
That's right.
So Lourda, so prior to this year, what were you in a public school setting or a different private school?
I was at a different private school.
Okay. And did you kind of feel the same way about your favorite subjects in the other school as well? Did that lead up to enjoying it? Or have you really enjoyed those two subjects because here you had that opportunity that you didn't have before?
I've always enjoyed English. And I think my teacher here kind of really like enforced it more, but also like at my old school, the same with like class discussions, it was having those discussions like really helped me to like understand the book more, and then hearing other people's thoughts and opinions on the books also like makes you, opens your mind to different things that you didn't think about, like, while you were reading. So
it's great that you have that opportunity for that. How about you, Ariana?
My favorite subject, I would probably say, would be chemistry. And then also a class we had a couple years ago was Foundations of the Catholic Faith. So that was fun. I would say chemistry was my favorite because, like, I really love math and just, like, getting, like, different, like, equations and then, like, having to use it and just, like, going through, like, the cycle of just, like, plugging in numbers and just keep on going. That's, like, one of my favorite things to do. And, like, critical thinking is, I love that. And then, like, with the Foundations of the Catholic Education or, like, Catholic Faith, too, I just got to learn more about our faith and, like, why certain things we do in our faith. And that, like, really helped me, like, grow into my faith more.
So at the end of the day, what it really boils down to is you just like blowing things up.
No.
No, it's about making the equations match, right? That's the one thing that I remember about chemistry. This side had to match this side. And I had no application of it, but I was good in algebra, so I could make those two match. But I have no reason why I was doing it.
You had a different chemistry environment than I did. So one of the things that I know exists here on the campus, and I didn't understand it, and I really still don't understand it, is the houses, right?
Yeah.
Or families.
Families
are called. Okay, help me understand this. Somebody made the allusion to Harry Potter, and Victoria, you want to try and tackle this?
Yeah, so if anyone has ever read Harry Potter or watched the movies, you know that everyone who goes to the Hogwarts school is chosen into one of the four houses. They call it houses here, and we do that too here at Holy Trinity. But instead of houses, it's called families, and they're all named after Irish saints. And so I'm the family head of my family, Finian. And there's a lot of school spirit involved, and it's also a way to get to know it. When you're a freshman and you don't really know any of your upperclassmen, it's a great way to get to know people, and then when you get older, you just try to be welcoming. So I have a good time with my family.
Okay, so you're in Finian. So Ariana, which one are you in?
Finian.
You're in the same one?
Yes.
Lorda?
Aiden.
Okay, so what are the other two?
Killian and Columba.
Okay, so Here's a totally unbiased question. Which one's the best?
Aiden.
Woohoo! School spirit.
Exact response I was expecting to get. So good, good. Hey, folks, if you're just now tuning in, this is Tom McNew here on School Spirit on the Armored God Catholic Radio Network. And this is our first of three sessions with the seniors over here at Holy Trinity High School in Temple. And we're talking a little bit about their experiences here in high school and Catholic school in general, and then where the Lord is taking them in their future plans and goals and dreams. So, and if you missed part of this episode, of course, it'll be rebroadcast again on Sunday at the same time at 12 o'clock. Or you can always go back to our website, armorofgodradio.com, and there you'll find all the past episodes of all of our local programs. And you can download them or just listen to them through the website, whichever is easier for you. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about the families. In Victoria, you kind of said it really kind of helps the new students kind of be grow into and get accepted into the environment. What are the, and Lorda, let me ask you, so what are the things that the families do here on the campus?
Here we compete with other families, and we'll just like have little competitions, you know, friendly competitions, and whoever like wins, like you'll get points, and you can also like win prizes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can turn your points in for prizes?
Well, it'll be like maybe like the contest, you won't get points for it, but like your family will get like maybe like a treat. Like, okay. Yeah, that's.
So Rihanna, can you give us like a specific example?
So like right now, NHS, we are hosting the Penny Wars. And so everyone's like divided into their four families, and so whichever family wins the penny wars still get ice cream.
Okay, penny wars. What are the penny wars?
So penny wars.
You're throwing pennies at each other as you walk through the hallways?
No, donate.
Yeah, okay.
Donate. So pennies are positive points, while like all the other coins or like bills. Dollars or bills are like negative points.
Oh my gosh.
So we've raised like I think over $200 right now, and Finian's sadly in last place, but it's okay.
Aiden is in second on our way to first.
Okay, so the money goes for what?
So we're donating the money to the maternity shelter.
To Our Lady of Angels Maternity Shelter.
Yes.
So is that true of all the houses, or just Aiden? All the houses, all the money's going over to the maternity
shelter?
Yes,
all the houses. Yes.
So about $1,000 probably, something where, and that is going to wind up being donated.
I wish.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Though that's interesting to hear. And I think this is just another one of those great aspects of our Catholic schools that make them so very unique. I'm not sure how many public schools are, and again, I'm not trying to bash the public schools, but I'm not sure how many public schools are holding fundraisers to support the maternity shelter on the other side of town. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, because there are fundraisers opportunities in the public schools, but they're probably not going to Catholic entities.
Yeah.
And so that is the unique ability here, is you can, you know, look at those needs out there within that environment. So do most of the competitions revolve around community service projects?
I would say
sports competitions,
like,
or
it's even pretty even. I would say like most of it is like us like raising money to go to a certain cause, or we do have like fun things, like we'll do a family like volleyball tournament, or what other tournaments have we done?
I mean, I know we did the one where we like decorated the doors.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to like vote on which one looked the best for homecoming.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember anything else.
And also with our families, in the beginning of every year, of every school year, there's 3 days, and we call them Trinity Days. And that's like the first day, like everyone gets sorted into their new family. And I think it's either the same day or the next day that we go out and do community service for a couple hours. So I remember my freshman year, we went to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and we helped out in the kitchen, and then we washed a lot of dishes. And so just like little things that add. And another year we went to the Ronald McDonald House and we helped clean toys, and we just do service opportunities every year. There's always an opportunity to do community service. So,
well, that's interesting though, because it not only are you getting an opportunity to grow in your faith while you're getting the parochial educational, the reading, writing, arithmetic kind of stuff, but you're also getting a healthy dose of paying back to your community and doing some service is something that is going to become way more important later in life. Trust me, it'll become way more important. Can y'all talk a little bit about specifically about how your faith has grown while you've been in high school? And Lord, I want you to start, just because you have a different background than do your classmates here. So just talk a little bit about how. And we were talking earlier, you were in Omaha at a private Christian school in Omaha, not necessarily Catholic, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So talk a little bit about then how your faith has grown.
I think that throughout the years, my faith has grown stronger, especially here, because here at Holy Trinity, every day we have time to go to the chapel and we'll do something that's you're giving yourself up to God like every day. And I feel like at my previous school, it wasn't really like enforced that much. We'd have mass a couple times like during the month, but like here it's every Wednesday we have mass. So I feel like when you're consistent, for me at least, being consistent, like it makes me want to grow closer to God, and it makes me feel closer to Him. Whereas like if it's only like just like sometimes I don't feel that inclined or like pulled closer to God
That's a great answer. Ariana, how about you?
So definitely the retreats here that our school hosts twice a year for Advent and for Lent, that has definitely like helped me get closer to God. Just having like a day like where we are just focused on like giving ourselves to God. And that's how I found out about Net Ministry. So I'm very thankful to the school because that's where I'm leading my life now. So, yeah.
And Victoria?
Even though I went to Catholic school, like pre-K through 12, I don't think it really like started to grow a lot until high school. And I generally think that it's because of daily chapel. And it's helped a lot. And I think I've learned a lot and I was able to really have a connection with God. And, you know, every day it's still growing. So
the daily chapel, is it the same program every single day then? Or
no.
How does that work?
So each day we do something different. So okay. Mondays we'll usually read the daily readings and then a teacher or a student will give a reflection about it. Tuesday we'll do the rosary and or Divine Mercy chaplet. Wednesday we'll do Mass. Thursday we will have adoration. And then Friday is whenever we have our family time.
Mm. And family time, that again, that's the families here at the school, not necessarily your biological family.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so when you do the reflection on Monday, how often have any of y'all done the reflection on a Monday?
No.
Do you know about it? Do the kids know about it beforehand? Or are they just like luck of the draw? Do you know?
Well, I think our theology teacher just told, if you want to do it, you can ask.
Oh, okay.
That's just how it is.
Okay.
Like, right. No one's, you know, drawing a stick or anything.
That would be very interesting. Maybe I'll recommend that for next year. No. So, kind of a on-the-spot question then. A favorite saint, Lorda? Or saints, maybe, plural?
Saint Josephine and Saint Anthony.
Why?
Saint Josephine is my confirmation saint.
Okay.
And she whenever I read her story, it's just like she's very brave. And she's the patron saint of human trafficking. And she went through a lot, like, throughout her life. And I feel like even though she was trafficked herself and kidnapped, she still came out strong in the end and was a hero. And she's, like, someone who I look to, like, in a positive light because of her strength.
Great. How about you, Victoria?
I think my favorite saints are probably I'll start with St. Therese of Lisieux,
yeah.
And then St. Veronica, and then Pope John Paul II.
Why St. Veronica?
I think she was really brave at the cessation of the Stations of the Cross. I think that, like, it shows, like, her faithfulness, and I really, I like that story a lot. I think that for St. Therese of Lisieux, She was a little bit like, I know she had struggled a little bit with her faith too, and I think she's pretty relatable.
And Ariana, how about you?
My two favorite saints are Saint John Bosco and Saint Maximilian Kolbe.
You know, there's a little story about Maximilian Kolbe. You know, he's the patron saint of radio.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
No.
Why Maximilian Kolbe?
Just like how, like, humble he was and like to give up his own life mm-hmm. for someone he barely knew. I think that takes a lot of courage and humility to do that.
Mm-hmm. And St. John Bosco, why him?
He's my confirmation saint.
Oh, there you go.
We also watched a movie about him my sophomore year, and that's how I got to like know a little bit more about him. Yeah. And he was very humble, and he's also the patron saint of missionaries, which I didn't find that out until last year. So
wonderful. I love to hear stories about why people have selected their particular patron saints, and it's always for me, it's very touching to hear the connection. And I think that's one of the great things about our faith is that we have this pantheon of saints that we can turn to, and they all have great individual, you know, different variety stories that touch us in a different way. Okay, so we got just a couple minutes left here, so I want to. This is your opportunity to tell your peers that are listening, or parents of your peers that are listening who may or may not be in Catholic high school, and maybe the parents are thinking about it, and this is your opportunity to sell Holy Trinity Catholic High School. So what would you say to the kids down the street that, you know, what makes Holy Trinity Catholic High School so great? Ariana, why don't you start?
I would say that Holy Trinity, here we're like a family, and that we're very like close-knit, that like with the small like class sizes, that you get more attention from the teachers, and that you can be asked for help, and that you shouldn't be scared to ask for help. And then at Holy Trinity, we also hold ourselves to a higher standard of a person, and that like we're really respectful, and we keep ourselves like as a nice person, and we dress well.
And Lourda?
One thing I would start with is that it's not strict. I know a lot of people who I've talked to like in the past, they think like, oh, Catholic schools are strict, but it's not about strictness. It's about appearance. Like, it's really uniform. Things like that is like what's like pulling people away. But the environment, it's a good environment, and it's a welcoming environment. And you're still able to do like the same things you would do like in public schools. It's just a little bit different, but you shouldn't be scared to like have a change, because if you want to, you know, get better and like work on yourself, this is a great way to focus and flourish within yourself and grow closer with God.
That's a great answer right there. Victoria?
I think because class sizes are so small, and like the school itself is really small, like in student size, but you are able to talk to your peers, and you can grow like even closer to them if you see them all the time. And it's a welcoming environment too. I feel like we welcome people. I think that we're a family as a student body, but I also think that teachers can help you even closer, because if you're struggling with something, you always have someone to turn to. So
very, very good. I want you all three to know that we have the army of angels is going to keep you in our prayers. I know that we always try to focus on, and rightfully so, we focus on our priests and our deacons and our religious. They always need our prayers, but the young adults, you three and your classmates, and all of our young adults, whether they're in Catholic schools or not, they deserve our prayers, and we will keep you in them. So good luck to all three of you, and thank you very much for coming to join us here on Armor of God. And folks, next week we'll have another batch of seniors here, and we'll learn more about them and about their experiences right here on School Spirit on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. We appreciate everybody joining us and tuning in, and remember to put on the armor of God.